ஓம் சாய்ராம், ஓம் சாய்ராம், ஓம் சாய்ராம். ஐ பவ் டவுன் டு ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ். ஓ மயூரீஸ்வரா, யூ ஆர் தி ஒன் ஆன் ஹோம் வி டிபெண்ட். ஓ சன் ஆஃப் கௌரி, தி ஆல் நோயிங். ஓ யூ இன்கன்சீவபிள் ஒன், யூ வித் அன் இம்மெஷரபிள் பெல்லி, ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ. ஓ ஸ்ரீ கணபதி, யூ ஆர் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஃபார்மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் கணாஸ் அண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி டியட்டிஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் கால்ட் கணேஷ். யூ ஆர் அக்னாலெட்ஜ்ட் பை ஆல் தி சாஸ்திராஸ். யூ ஆஃப் சீக்ரெட் கவுண்டினன்ஸ். ஓ பாலச்சந்திரா, ஓ சாரதா, காடஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச். You are the mistress of the realm of words. Because of your existence, all worldly transactions are carried on. You are the deity revered by all authors. You are eternally the pride of this nation. Your infinite power prevails everywhere. I bow to you, Jagadambe. You are the supreme spirit and beloved of the saints. Incarnation in human form of Pandararya. You are the ocean of kindness and infinite compassion. O Panduranga Narahari, you who control the world like a puppeteer with his strings, you are omnipresent. All the sciences and sacred books are still dwelling to plumb the essence of your nature. Those who are pedagogues, to them you are not revealed. O Chakrapani, all those foolish people only indulge in the jugglery of words. Only the saints understand you, others remain baffled. To you, my obeisance. Respectful and with my whole body prostrate in veneration before you. O you five-headed Shankaraya, O you bearer of garland of skulls, O you blue-throated Digambara, O you Brahma-Rupa Pashupati, one who recites your name all the time, his worldly adversities are immediately dissolved, such as O Durajati, the power of your name. With obeisance at your feet, I am writing this pune of praise. Help me always to complete this mission. O you Neelakanta, the blue-throated one. Now let me bow to the son of Aarti, Tattareya, to the family deity of Indra, Vishnu, to Dukaram and all the saints, so also to all the devotees. Hail, hail to you, Sainath, redeemer of sinners and merciful one. I lay my head down at your feet. Now give me your protection. You are the whole world, the abode of bliss. You yourself are Vishnu, the paragon among men, one whose wife is Uma. You are also that enemy of Cupid. You are God in human form. You are the sun in the sky of knowledge. You are the ocean of kindness. You are the antidote for worldly maladies. You are the Chintamani of the poor and the downtrodden. You are the divine purifier for your devotees. You are the raft for those drowning in worldliness. You are the refuge of the timid. You are the very cause of this creation, that which is pure Chaitanya. You are that, oh, very treasure of compassion. The universe is only one of your leelas. You are not born. Death also does not affect you. This is the final conclusion which one arrives at after thoughtful search. Birth and death, these concepts are born of ignorance. From both, you are free. Oh, Lord, of course. If water appears as a spring, does it imply that its source is there? It existed already, full and flesh, merely sprang up from within the earth. Water that springs up in a hollow is therefore so described or named. A spring becomes its proper name. Without the water, it's only a hollow. to spring up and to dry up and disappear. This is not the nature of water, because the water of the spring has no importance for the hollow it fills. It's only the hollow that is mistakenly proud of itself, rather than the water that filled it. Therefore, when the water dries up, the hollow becomes impoverished. The human body is really like the hollow waterbed. The spirit is like the pure, clean water of the spring. Although there are innumerable such hollows, the essence is the same in everyone. Until now, who are without a beginning, I say to you, merciful one, to destroy the mountain of ignorance, please become the thunderbolt of Indra. Until now, such hollow beings have existed in large numbers on this earth. Many more exist even now, and in the future, as time goes by, many more will come. Each such hollow being is given a separate and different name and appearance. That's how in this world they are identified. Therefore, to distinguish that spirit in terms of you and me is not proper, because as there is no duality, that itself is most surely the spirit, and since the spirit truly encompasses the whole world, then the you and me, the duality concept, how can it possibly be entertained? Water latent in the clouds is all the same, but when it descends upon the earth, it assumes different forms. That which falls in the Godavari bed is known as the river Godavari. That which falls into a well does not have the same worthiness or prestige. Saints of the river Godavari, and you are the water in it. We are the puddles, wells and lakes. That's the difference between us. For the fulfillments of your lives, we must surrender to you, always with folded hands, because you are the embodiment of piety. It's due to its water bed that the waters of Godavari have become holy, considered merely as water. It's the same everywhere. The bed of Godavari that's considered as truly sacred owes its all its sanctity to the quality of the land through which it flows. The water latent in the clouds does not alter that part of the earth on which it falls. Yet, that very part of the earth is called Godavari or pure by the scholars of the sacred books. Where the water has fallen elsewhere, it has acquired the qualities of the soil on those places. Contaminated, bitter, salty it becomes, though originally sweet. Same is the case with you, O Guru Raya, in whom there is no impurity of the six vices. To that holy form, this title, saint, is befitting. Therefore, saints are Godavari, so full of grace. Amongst all the beings, your place is the highest. From the beginning of creation, Godavari has been in existence. It has been full of water, and it has never lacked it till today. Look, the enemy of Ravan came to the banks of the Godavari, but its water has flowed, and the water at present is not the same as old water. The bed alone remains the same. The water has flowed into the ocean. The sanctity is eternal of the riverbed to this day. Each year, the old waters go and the new flow into the riverbed. It's the law, as you know. A century is like a year. The sagas of that century are like the flowing waters, while the great souls are like the waves or the water. Of these saints who are like Godavari, in the early centuries, there was a great flood of Sanatan, followed by Narata and Tamba, Duruva, Prahalad, powerful king Bali, Shabari, Angad, Vayu Kumar, Vidur, Gop, Gopika. Thus many came the present time in each of the centuries of the past. The floods came repeatedly, which I am unable to recount. In this present century, the sacred Godavari has for certain flooded this land in your form, O Sainath. Therefore, at your divine feet, I make obeisance. Maharaj, of my faults, take no notice, I plead. I am a poor, wretched, ignorant man, the greatest of sinners, ridden with vices, but do not cast me off. The inherent defects of the iron are ignored by Parisa. The small streams of the village, Lendi and Ohol, are not rejected by the Godavari. I am full of vices within. By a merciful glance, do quickly destroy them. This only is the plea of Das. If after coming in contact with a Parisa, the iron's inherent defects do not change, Guruvara, then it is to the discreet of the Parisa. Don't let me be a sinner. Don't belittle yourself. Look, you are Parisa. I am the iron. My discharge is your concern too. A child always commits mistakes, but a mother does not scold. Remembering this, grant me your grace, O Sadguru Sainath. You are my Kapatura. You are the means for crossing this worldly ocean. You alone are so undoubtedly. You are Kamadenu. You are Chintamani. You are the sun in the sky of knowledge. You are great mine of virtues. Oh, you are the ladder to heaven. Oh, pious, purest one. Oh, embodiment of peace and bliss. Oh, the supreme self. Oh, the non-dual one, the ocean of knowledge. Oh, incarnation of the supreme wisdom, the best among men. Oh, abode of forgiveness and peace. Oh, refuge of devotees. Bless me. Bless me. You are the Sadguru, Machinder. You are the Mahatma, Jalandhar. You are Navaratinath, Jnaneshwar, Kabir, Sheikh Mohammed, Eknath. You are Bodhla. You are Savatamali. You are truly Ramdas. You are Tukaram, Sainath. You are Sakha. You are Manika Prabhu. Your present manifestation and your manifold nature are really difficult to understand. The knowledge about your caste and creed you do not reveal to anybody. Some say you are a Muslim. Some say you are Brahmin. Thus, like Krishna, you too are inscrutable. Having observed Sri Krishna, different people call him by various names. Some call him Yadubhushan. Some call him a coward. Yashoda called him a darling. Kansa called him a great evil. Uddhava called him beloved. Arjun called him omniscient. Thus, O Guruvara, to you, according to each person's conclusion, based on his mental attitude, names are given by them. The masjid being your dwelling and your ears are not being pierced, nothing you are offering the Fatena. To call you a Muslim is logical. Similarly, considering the worship of fire as done by you, Lord of Mercy, my own conclusion is that you are a Hindu. But these superficial differences would interest only pedagogues. But for those devotees desirous of knowledge, they are of no consequences. You are Brahma itself. Caste and creed have no relevance to you. You are the Guru Supreme. You are the creator of this world. There was Hindu-Muslim rivalry. Therefore, to bring about unity and amity, the masjids and the fire worship were embraced by you to show your leela to the devotees. You are beyond caste and creed. You are Brahman, the essence of truth. You are that, verily. You are beyond human conception. Giving free rein to the surmises and conjectures, arguments have flourished about you. There, my insignificant words, how will they prevail? But when I behold you, I cannot remain silent, because for encomium, words are normally the only means. Therefore, by means of words, whatever description is possible, that I will always proffer with your grace. Saints, I reckon higher than gods, for distinctions such as mine and thine find not a place in their proximity. Hiranyakshabhu and Ravana were killed because of their hatred of God. Such a deed had never been done by saints. Gobichand, in the heap of garbage, buried Jalantara, but that sage had no rancor for that act. On the contrary, the king was delivered from the material world and was immortalized. Such is the prowess of the saints. It is indescribable. Saints are the sun. Their grace is illuminating. Saints are as pleasing as the moon. Their benignness is as gentle as moonlight. Saints are the soothing musk. Their blessing are like its fragrance. Saints are the juicy sugar cake. Their blessings are like its sweetness. Saints, towards the good and the bad, are the same, definitely. On the contrary, their love for the sinners is immeasurable. In the waters of the Godavari, only the soiled clothes come to be cleaned. The clean ones in a trunk remain far from the Godavari banks. Even that which remained in the trunk came once to be cleaned thoroughly on the Godavari banks. The darshan of your feet is like a bath in the Godavari. Wash away my sins, O Samrat, and purify me. We worldly people gather layers of impurities again and again. Therefore, we are the right people for the darshan of saints. In the abundant waters of the Godavari comes the wash to be cleansed at the ghats. If it's really left unattended, then it is a discreet to the Godavari. You are the cool, shady tree with abundant foliage. We are the travelers really suffering from the scorching sun rays of the threefold calamities of life. From the blazing heat, O compassionate one, protect us. O Guru Raya, the benign grace of your cool shade is extraordinary. Sitting under a tree, if one feels the heat of the sun, then who will call that tree the shade-given tree? Look, without your grace, nothing can be right in the world. Sesha Sai befriended Arjuna to uphold the right. Due to the kindness of Sugriva, Vibhishana came in contact with King Ram. It is due to the saints that Sri Hari is thus glorified. Brahman, being formless, Vedas cannot describe it. Be endowing it with forms. The saints have reduced the importance of the formless. Vaikuntapati, husband of Rukmani, was made a mahar by Damaji. To pick up corpses of buffaloes, Chokkamela made Jagatatma slog. Knowing the prowess of saints, Jagjivan labored by carrying water. Saints have truly lauded over God Himself, who is eternal truth, knowledge, bliss. There is no need to speak more. You are our mother and our father. O Sadguru Sainath, dweller of Shiradi village, Baba, your leelas no one can comprehend. Then, in a plebeian speech, how can it do to justice, tell me? To save the sinners, you came to Shiradi, pouring water into earthen lamps. You made them burn. The wooden plank of absurdly small measures you turned into your bed, truly, thereby displaying to the devotees your amazing yogic power. The barrenness of many women you have completely dispelled. The disease of many you have cured with a udi. To ward off worldly difficulties is not impossible for you. The weight of an ant does the elephant consider as a burden. So be it, Guru Raya. Have mercy on the humble one. I surrender at your feet. Do not turn me away. You are the King of Kings. You are richer than Kuber himself. You are the healer by excellence. No one is superior to you. For the worship of other deities, the ritual is as prescribed. But for your worship, there is nothing worthy of you. Look, in the realm of the sun, the festival of Deepavali has come. But to celebrate it, what should be the means? To quench the ocean's thirst, adequate water cannot be found on earth. To warm the fire, from where will the heat be found? All articles needed for the worship are filled with your essence. From the beginning, they are part of you. O Sri Samartha Guru Raya, all my talk is a philosophical statement, for I have not experienced its truth. I have spoken without experience, a meaningless maze of words. If ritualistic worship of you is to be performed by me, to do that, I have no wherewithal. My Samartha Guru Raya, mostly with the help of my imagination only, will I worship you, that worship itself, O compassionate one. Do accept from this slave. Now, with my tears, I bathe your feet. The sandalwood of true devotion I make into paste and apply. The long tunic kafni of these ornamental words I place on you sincerely. This garland of adoration I place round your neck. The incense of wildness I burn before you truly. Though it is of your impure composition, even then there will be no foul odor from it. Elsewhere than before, the Sadguru, if his incense is burnt, what happens to that incense is like this. When the incense is put on the fire, the moment it actually touches it, the fragrance from the incense leaves it instantly. Before you, it's contrary. The impurities burn away in the fire. The good remains forever for the world to see. Once the vileness of the mind is burnt away, the mind will become purer. Once the Ganga's impurity is gone, then it is holy naturally. The light of temptations I kindle most truly, from which may the luster of asceticism be granted to me, O Guruvara. The throne of pure faith I offer you as a seat. On receiving it, accept the offering, Nivetita, Nivetya of devotion. You partake the offerings of devotion. Give me the essence, because I am your child. I have a claim on your milk. My mind is my monetary offering, Dakshina, that I offer to you. Therefore, the credit or discredit of any action will no longer be mine. Now, most humbly and devotedly, I do obeisance to you. Please accept it. O Divine Sainath. Eightfold Prayer. Possessing peaceful mind and wisdom supreme, Sainath, the compassionate, you are ocean of kindness, truth incarnate and destroyer of the darkness of ignorance. The sage, beyond caste and greed you are, beyond comprehension, compassion incarnate. Protect me, O Sainath of Shirdi. You are the sun of divine knowledge, the bestower of choicest blessings. O fabled Hamsa of the minds of the devotees, protector, you are of those who surrender to you. You are Brahmadev, creator of the world. You, the sustainer of the world, Vishnu, the destroyer of the three worlds, you are the very Rudra. There is no place on this earth where you are not omniscient. O you, Sainath, you dwell in all our hearts. Forgive us all our sins, I implore you, and those waves of doubts and delusions ripple instantly. You are cow, I the calf. You are moon, I the stone melted by its light. At your feet, which are like the Ganges, respectfully the slave thus bows down. Place on my head your hand and bless me, O Lord. Wards of my sorrow and worry, for this Gana is your servant. With this eightfold prayer, I prostrate myself before. My sins, suffering and poverty ward off immediately. You are the cow and I the calf. You are the mother and I the child. Do not harbor any harsh feelings towards me. You are the sandalwood from Malagri. I am a thorny shrub. You are the life-giving waters of Gotavari. I, the greatest sinners. If, after having your darshan, the impurities of my wicked mind remains unchanged, Guru Raya, who will then call you a sandalwood? The proximity of must, Kasturi, makes even the dust more valuable. The fragrance of flowers is transmitted to the thread which ties the garlands. This is the way of the great. Whosoever they come in touch with, to him they impart a part of their greatness. Sacred ashes, joined cloth and the bull. Shiva made symbolic parts of himself. Therefore, these objects are praised in all quarters. For the amusement of the cowards, at Vrindavan, on the banks of the Yamuna, the Lord of the world played Dahikala, that too has earned recognition from wise men. Similarly, I am a sinner, but I am under your protection. Will you not redeem me, O Guru Raya, from my sinful state? Worldly or spiritual, in whatever objects I seek satisfaction, I have no doubt, O Guru Raya, that you will grant me these. With your grace, control my mind. If the oceans are sweetened, there is no fear of their being salty. To make the oceans sweet, truly you have the powers. Therefore, this supplication of Dasganu, please concede. Whatever my shortcomings, they are all yours. You are the foremost among the spiritual masters. So, do not stint while giving. Now, why should I speak more? You are my only refuge. The child held in the mother's arms is naturally without fear. So be it. This hymn of praise, whosoever read with love, their desires fulfill. O Lord, your blessing for this hymn I entrust. May the difficulties of he who recites this sincerely be warded off within a year. After performing all ablutions, should this hymn be recited regularly with a pure and sincere feeling in your heart? If this be not possible, then on every ekatas, this hymn should be read to realize the beneficial effect. One who recites this with faith will ultimately progress spiritually by the grace of Guru. Who will satiate the material desires readily and thereby deliver him from their bondage? With repeated recitations of this hymn, dull wits will be sharpened, and if perchance someone's life is short, then by recitation he will live up to 100 years. Where wealth is wanting, Kuber, the Lord of Wealth himself will come to stay. Oh, reading this hymn, this is the truth, and so it shall be. To the childless, children will be born on reciting this hymn, and the ailment of one who recites this hymn will be dispelled in all directions. Fear and worry will disappear. Prestige will increase. He will realize the imperishable Brahman with a regular recitation of this hymn. Regarding this hymn, O wise ones, have faith in your hearts above the efficacy of this hymn and give no place to doubts and misconceptions. Go on pilgrimage to Shirdi. Concentrate on the lotus feet of Baba, who is the succor of the poor and the meek, the wish-filling tree for the devotees. It was because of the inspiration received from him that this hymn has been composed. How else could an insignificant, ignorant one like me have written it? In Sheikh 1840, in the bright half of the Bhadrapada month, on Ganesh Chaturthi day, Monday, in the second Prahar, this humble tribute of praise to Sri Sainath was completed at Maheshwaram by the sacred bank of the Narmada near Sri Ahilya Devi's Samadhi. At Maheshwara, the famous Tirtha, the hymn was completed. Sri Sainath made me utter every word by becoming part of my mind. The disciple, the mother, become the scribe, truly. I, Das Ganu, am only an obedient servant of all the saints and sagas. Peace be with you. May this humble tribute of praise to Sri Sainath help you cross the worldly ocean. This is the prayer with faith and respect of Das Ganu to Sri Bandaranga, Panduranga, Sri Panduranga. Let this be offered to Sri Harihara. Bless us, O Lord. Pandalik Varta Hari Vital. I recall Sitakanta. Hail, hail, Rama, Parvadipate, Harahara Mahadeva. Hail to Sri Sadguru Sainath Maharaj. Sri Sadguru Sainath, I offer this to you. Bless us, O Lord. Om Sri Sai Ram.